This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to the Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on the Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 29 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system, the human body, is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, formulations, ingredients, skin health, something you may have heard about, read about, and you want clarification, we can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. Of course, if you have a success story you'd like to share, we love hearing those. Or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear recommended or advertised on the program, please call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. You can also head over to my blog, pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com, and you can order products right off the website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team right off the websites, pharmacistben.com, criticalhealthnews.com, and brightsideben.com, or call the phone team at 866-735-2470. And if you want to purchase any of our True Skin Health products, including our Retinol 5% gel or our True Serum, made with lots and lots and lots of premium vitamin C, no fillers, no waxes, no oil, no water, no silicon, no preservative, no fragrance, no nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. If you're not satisfied with your skin health products, your skincare products as is, I understand why, because 90% of it isn't doing anything. True Skin Health products are 100% active and functional. You can find out all about it at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, welcome back to the Bright Side, folks. We're talking about the ketogenic diet and hormones, and we left off talking yesterday about phytic acid and phytates. There's so much misunderstanding, misinformation, disinformation, just plain ignorance in the world of health and in the world of nutrition. In the world, in the news and politics, everywhere, we live in this world of dishonesty, this world of propaganda and misinformation and disinformation and people trying to sell us stuff and people not giving us the straight scoop. And it seems like that's just the way of the world. If we're going to be able to cut through the muck and the mire, the baloney, we're going to have to slash our way out, folks. We're going to have to take our machete called critical thinking and slash our way out of this jungle of misinformation and disinformation. We got to be scientists. We got to be investigators. We have to be curious. We have to question. We got to question everything. This is why in this program sometimes we get a little technical. We don't always, on the Bright Side, I don't just tell you what works. I tell you why it works and why things don't work. We talk about why illness occurs and why strategies can be applied and how they work. So you guys can make your own decisions. You want to be able to make your own decisions. You want to be critical thinkers. I don't want to just tell you what to do. There's a zillion health programs out there that will tell you what to do. Take this product. Take this formula. Take this vitamin. Take this mineral. But on the Bright Side, we tell you the whys. The Bright Side is not a sales pitch. It's a hardcore information. It's hardcore detail. It's hardcore information that you can use to make your own changes, to doctor yourself, to make real changes in your health and your life. That's my promise to you. When you listen to The Bright Side, as much as I can, every minute of the program, we're going to be presenting to you hardcore information. For those of you who consider yourself scientists, who want to be scientists, not necessarily laboratory scientists, but scientists in the laboratory of life. The Bright Side is life science for life scientists. Whether you're a baker or a salesman or a teenager or a retiree or a mom or a dad, or for that matter, a healthcare professional. And we have a lot of healthcare professionals listening to this program. And I know that sometimes what I talk about here flies in the face of mainstream understandings. Sometimes what we talk about is the exact opposite of what you hear from mainstream medicine or your mainstream alternative medicine, which unfortunately is more mainstream than alternative, sometimes anyway. So for the last couple of days, we've been talking about phytic acid and phytates. Two somewhat similar. There's a little bit of a difference between phytic acid and phytates, but they're used interchangeably. If you spend any time listening to mainstream dietitians and nutritionists talk about phytic acid or phytates, It's easy to come away thinking that these are things that you want to avoid or somehow detoxify or eliminate from your diet. But as it turns out, it is a bit more nuanced than this black and white notion of phytates bad, eliminating them good. Phytic acid is found in all plants. And its main role, particularly in seed plants, legumes and beans, but its main role is to provide seeds and to provide plants with a source of nutrition, particularly with the element phosphorus. If you look at the chemical structure of phytate, it looks like a mandala. Mandala is a symmetrical, geometrical form that is used in Eastern religions to supposedly has spiritual significance. People meditate on mandalas. Well, the chemical structure of phytic acid is unbelievable. It's like a mandala. It's this perfectly symmetrical circular structure. And I don't know much about the spirituality of it. I can't talk about that, but there probably is one. But I can tell you that its geometry is just a thing of beauty. And I don't mean to go all chemistry nerd on you, but if you just do a Google image search on it, you will see this incredibly beautiful chemical structure that is a marvel of organization and intelligence and balance and symmetry. So phytic acid's main role in the plant is to provide the plant with a source of phosphorus. It has other roles too. It's an antioxidant. It purifies toxicity, particularly something called aflatoxin. But its main role is as a storage form for the light bearer, phosphorus. Phosphorus is known as the light bearer because it has this ability to trap and project light. Phosphorus is amazing, amazing, amazing stuff. Its essence is light. It's a light mineral. Throughout history, phosphorus has attracted the imagination, the attention of scientists and chemists and medical investigators. It burns hot. It ignites spontaneously. It's used as a weapon, a military weapon, although some forms of it have been banned by the Geneva Convention because it's so darn hot and burns so vigorously. It burns spontaneously. It has to be stored in water sometimes because it burns spontaneously. It'll combust. And in biology, it is incredibly, incredibly important for our life force, as you would imagine, given its ability to transmit light, to emit light. It's a component of DNA, or genetics, and it's especially important for the electrical systems of the body, the highly electrical systems of the body, the brain, and the nervous system. And not surprisingly, plants are also dependent on phosphorus. In fact, there's very, very few elements that are more important to plants than phosphorus. And along with sodium and potassium, you get your NPK fertilizers that have revolutionized agriculture. Phosphorus is a sparking agent. It's a key ingredient in matches. Matches are made with a type of phosphorus, and when you rub the match against the pad of your matchbook, which is made up of little particles of glass, poof, you get a flame. And it's this ability to provide spark that amps up the growth of plants. In the pre-industrial revolution days, farmers used crushed bone. They would mix it with a little acid, and they would release the phosphorus. And then somewhere around the middle of the 19th century, they figured out that they could make it industrially, and the agriculture revolution was born. Phosphorus is typically abundant in our diet. In fact, Well, we underestimate the value of phosphorus because it is so darn abundant. It's found in great quantities. In fact, today we get more phosphorus than we need because phosphorus is actually used as a food additive, and it's actually found in a lot of junk foods. And so phosphorus balance has been thrown off by our modern way of eating. All right, we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll take a break and come back with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
CardioFX from Yogevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Yogevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right.
right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. Also, benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that one up. We also have a blog for you at criticalhealthnews.com and videos on criticalhealthnews.com as well. Lots of videos, actually. And then also, pharmacistben.com. If you're interested in purchasing any of the longevity products, you can do it right off the websites, or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, our number today, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in the bottom of the hour, as we always do on the Bright Side. If you have questions about health and nutrition or anything we're speaking about today, we're talking phosphorus, all as it regards phytic acid. We'll talk more about phytic acid tomorrow. Phosphorus is super interesting. It's one of my all-time favorite minerals. It's super important for biological health and for botanical health, for the health of plants as well. But we get a lot of phosphorus. In fact, there are some folks who think we get too much phosphorus. There's something called the un-Ritalin diet, which is an ADHD or ADD, attention deficit disorder diet, that is linked to or associated with reducing phosphorus. There was a pharmacist named Hertha Hafer, H-A-F-E-R, who I think 20 years ago or so figured out that a low phosphate diet could reduce the symptoms of ADD, of attention deficit disorder in kids. And that makes sense because phosphorus is a sparking agent. It makes things happen. And we get so much phosphorus in the diet. We don't get it necessarily from foods, although we do. High protein foods are going to have lots of phosphorus in them. But a lot of the phosphorus that we get these days comes as a food additive. Phosphates, because they're so active, do a lot of things. Phosphorus, I should say. Phosphates are a little different. We'll talk about that here in a minute. But phosphorus in the form of phosphates do so many things. They're so active. So they use them in processed foods, basically, in soups and breads and cheeses. It's an emulsifying agent. It's especially found in soda pop, phosphoric acid. So these days we get a lot of phosphorus, and this German pharmacist, Hertha Hafer, figured out that it turned, well, for some folks anyway, by going low phosphate, they could reduce ADHD symptoms in kids and in adults. Phosphorus is kept in a tight balance. It's super active, so the body keeps it in a tight balance with calcium and magnesium. And once you throw off phosphorus balance, if you're drinking a lot of soda or you're eating a lot of processed foods or a lot of dairy foods, dairy products are high in phosphates. If you're getting a lot of phosphorus, you can throw off your calcium balance, your magnesium balance. You could throw off your vitamin D balance. And this could be a source of a lot of illness, especially when it comes to the bones. The bones are kept strong via phosphorus and via an interaction between vitamin D and phosphorus and calcium. And it may be that osteoporosis is also associated with excessive amounts of phosphorus. There's this delicate balance between all of these things. Parathyroid hormone and growth factors and calcium and magnesium and vitamin D. You can't throw these things off, and this is where the problem with processed foods comes in. Sometimes you won't even see phosphates on the ingredient deck. Sometimes they're a part of the natural flavoring complex that are found in processed foods. In the body, phosphorus is always combined with, or almost always, 99% of the time, it's going to be combined with oxygen in a form called phosphate. And this phosphate is an important blood energizer. It also helps stabilize pH levels. And phosphates, in turn, combine with things like iron to form iron phosphate and calcium to form calcium phosphate, and sodium phosphate, and potassium phosphate. Phosphates just do a lot of things. Although calcium gets all the press when it comes to the strength of the bones, it turns out phosphorus is a key player there too. And there's a very important balance between these two things. So by taking too or ingesting too much phosphorus, you can throw off calcium balance, and this can cause a problem with weakness of the bones. It's the ratio, the balance, the comparison between phosphorus and calcium that's relevant. That's why you can't just take calcium supplements if you want to get strong bones. This is why numerous studies show that calcium supplements don't help your osteoporosis. This is why they do studies on calcium supplements periodically, and they'll say, oh, well, calcium supplements cause calcification of the arteries or problems with too much calcium. It's because you can't throw off the balance. Calcium is in balance with phosphorus, and that's why foods, real foods, natural foods, whole foods, are always going to be the best way to get your nutrients. Now, I'm a big believer in supplementation, as you know, but they can't touch food when it comes to the perfection, the balance, how everything is in just the right proportion in whole foods, natural foods. I'm not talking about processed foods, whole natural foods. It's why you can't just swallow calcium supplements and expect your bones to get stronger, even though that's what we're kind of induced to believe through commercials and marketing interests. health and nutrition, you got to understand a few things. You can't just take a pill. That's why we talk about the details here on this program. In the case of calcium for strong bones and for strong teeth as well, you got to get your calcium in the right balance with phosphorus. You need about a 4 to 10 ratio of phosphorus to calcium. When this concentration drops, when bone and when you're going to have bone problems, you're going to have dental problems. There's a lot of things that can throw off the balance of phosphorus to calcium, including too much phosphates in our food, but one of the worst is sugar. Sugar is a powerful, powerful way to throw off the phosphorus to calcium balance, and this is one of the main reasons why the standard American diet leads to bone loss, and for that matter, it's one of the main reasons why the standard American diet leads to calcification and leads to calcium stones in the joints and in the gallbladders and in the kidneys. And then we come to plants. Just like phosphorus is essential for humans, it is unbelievably essential and critical for plant growth, and that's where phytic acid comes in. Phytic acid is a storage form for phosphorus. It's like a little, it's a circular molecule with hooks on it. It's got six hooks, and hung on those six hooks, on each of those six hooks, is a little chunk of phosphorus. Phytic acid is a mechanism that locks up phosphorus that keeps the seed from growing. Phosphorus is a growth element. It sparks the seed into growth, but seeds aren't supposed to be growing until the circumstances are just so. So phytic acid acts like a safety. It's like a safety on a gun that keeps the gun from going off. It keeps phosphorus's power in check, preventing the seed from exploding into life. And this is why phytic acid has such a bad reputation, because it traps things, it keeps the life force dormant, it keeps the life force sleeping. Many nutritionists will tell you that phytic acid is something that you want to avoid. Nutritionists will tell you that phytic acid is not a good way to get your phosphorus. And they think that they'll tell you that phosphorus is locked up in the phytic acid molecule so you don't get the phosphorus. But you know what? That might not be true. It turns out that bacteria in our gut, the so-called microbiome that we talk about on this program all the time, actually do have an ability to free up phosphorus from phytic acid. So it turns out that phytic acid might not be all that bad after all. It might be a good source of phosphorus. It's certainly a source of phosphorus for plants. Plants have the ability to break up the enzyme once they're growing. The microbiome, the good bacteria in the gut, can do it as well. In the journal Cell Reports, February 2014 article, phytic acid enzyme found in the microbiome that facilitates the release of phosphorus from the phytic acid element. So phytic acid may not be such an anti-nutrient. On the other hand, this trapping mechanism, the ability that phytic acid has to trap things, it's called chelation. That's the technical term, and phytic acid is a chelation agent, chelating agent, and phytates are chelating agents. That makes phytic acid really helpful for detox. Phytic acid is a detoxifier. It chelates excess minerals. So in addition to possibly being a source of phosphorus, it also has detoxification properties. Same way that it chelates or magnetically attracts phosphorus, it can also chelate mercury. Phytic acid can chelate lead. It can chelate cadmium. It can be helpful against calcium deposits and calcium stones. That's right, this so-called evil phytic acid that we got to be so careful of is actually a major tool that can prevent toxicity from heavy metals as well as calcification. All right, we'll come back with more good health information right after this on The Bright Side. Don't go away.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're talking about phytates and phytic acid. Tomorrow we'll talk about how phytates can protect you from cancer. How do you like that? Phytic acid, especially from colon cancer, the third leading cause of cancer deaths in this country. It goes by the name IP6. IP6 is the anti-cancer name for phytic acid. And IP6, if you Google IP6, you'll get a lot of good information about how IP6 can prevent the formation of cancer tumors. really interesting. And that's one of the reasons why the bran of grains can be such powerful medicine. The bran is where the phytates are. Bran also contains lots of good things. A lot of the fatty nutrients are found in the bran. That's the part, of course, that we throw out or that we remove when we process our foods. But the bran, man, there's some really good stuff in the bran, especially rice bran. Rice bran contains something called squalane, which is really one of the most amazing topical skin nutrients or skin moisturizers you could ever use. I've been working with squalane for a long time. Squalane typically comes from sharks. Most squalane is also found in olives, but it turns out the rice bran and the oil from rice bran also is a good source of squalane. Anyway, we'll talk about all this tomorrow as we continue talking about the so-called supposed anti-nutrient, phytic acid, phytate. There, you know, it does have, you don't want to take your phytic acid or your fiber, I should say, too close to your minerals, because you may lose some of the value of the minerals, but that's not to say that phytic acid is not some powerful, powerful health medicine. It is. Okay. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Maria in California. Good morning. What's up, Maria? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Well, basically, I have endometriosis.
Okay. We can help you with that. Not a problem. What do you do? Are you not on any prescription medicine or anything?
Yes, I am on prescription medicine for bipolar and depression.
Okay, but not anything for the endometriosis.
No, not for the endometriosis.
How old are you, Maria?
I'm 39.
Okay, so you must have had some problems with your menstrual cycle for a long time. Endometriosis is a pretty significant issue. Don't let them take your organs. That's what they do for endometriosis.
Yeah,
is that what they want to do?
Yeah, they're trying to say that I need to have surgery because I have a...
You don't. You don't. I'm telling you, Maria, you don't. It's one of the most twisted, evil things that doctors do, removing a woman's organs because of endometriosis. Here's the deal. Endometriosis is the excessive proliferation, the excessive growth of the endometrial lining, right? And that causes all kinds of problems, heavy bleeding and hormonal issues, etc. Here's what you need to understand about endometriosis. It's a female hormone issue, an estrogen issue, and it has to do with the balance of progesterone and estrogen, and it's a sugar issue. Those are the two major factors that you want to, those are the two major places that you want to approach endometriosis. When I say hormones, estrogen and progesterone, I'm talking foods, fatty foods, and also the microbiome, which is gut bacteria. So here's what you're going to do. Number one, you want to do a food diary, and you want to eliminate any problem foods. You guaranteed 100% have something going on in your digestive system, which you must know. Constipation is typically involved, but it could be loose stools, it could be cramping or bloating, heartburn, stuff like that. Does that sound familiar, Maria?
Yes.
It always goes hand in hand, and only a boneheaded medical professional would ignore that classic symptom. It's the stupidest thing, and I'm sorry to get mad. I don't mean to get mad, but it's just unfair, Maria. Okay, so you got
to
focus.
They're trying to schedule me for surgery.
Yes. How do they live with themselves? I don't know. I'd love to talk to your doctor. If you can get him to come on the Bright Side, let's have a conversation with him. And I don't want to be mean, because maybe he just doesn't know. So anyway, the good news is this could be taken care of very quickly without any doctor intervention. Do a food diary and eliminate foods that cause digestive distress. You'll find that fatty foods are typically going to be a problem. With your foods, with your meals, make sure you're using your ultimate enzymes, swigging down some apple cider vinegar, go to the health food store and get some extra bile, B-I-L-E, bile salts, and some lecithin. And you want to do those with all your meals, maybe a quarter teaspoon. Am I going too fast? You go to the archives if I'm going too fast. Okay. You're not going to be able to catch up because there's tons more. All right? And I got to go fast. But go to the archives and then review them. And this is true for anybody out there with endometriosis, which is unfortunately not all that uncommon. So focus on fatty foods and how you're processing those fatty foods. Use your ultimate enzymes, lecithin, bile salts, apple cider vinegar with all your meals. Get on the Biolumin Nightly Essence, which is now called the Ultimate Nightly Essence. 3 capsules in the morning, 3 capsules in the afternoon, 3 capsules at night. Eat as little food as you think you need. Don't overeat. Only eat when you're hungry. And I know that sounds silly to say that, but we eat a lot when we're not hungry. So only eat when you're hungry.
Yeah, I'm overweight as well.
Well, it's all together. It has to do with the blood sugar. I'm going to get into that in a second. Okay? Mm-hmm. So focus on your eating behavior. Try to eliminate the problem foods. Focus on fats and use probiotics. That alone will make a significant difference, by the way. That alone. Fill up with veggie juice and flaxseed fiber, as we've been talking in the last couple of days. Then you're going to move on to the blood sugar. You need to stabilize your blood sugar. That means staying away from foods that spike your blood sugar, fruit juice, desserts, and cakes, and potatoes, and bread, and burritos, and anything that messes up the blood sugar. When you, if you have a problem weaning yourself off of those foods, go get yourself something called glutamine powder. Do a quarter teaspoonful once or twice a day, and then up your protein intake, especially whey protein, if you can handle it. You may not be able to handle whey protein. If you feel gassy or bloaty after you do it, then maybe use hemp seed protein, which is a little bit more benign, although not as good a protein. Protein foods also, fish, meat, that kind of thing. Yes?
What about the ketogenic diet?
That's perfect.
That would be something
yes.
perfect for me.
Perfect, perfect, okay. Perfect. But the problem is, if you're having problem processing fats, you got to be careful with it. So you got to watch out.
Have avocado and
yes, but watch how you respond to the fats. Avocado is good, but coconut oil is the best. So teaspoonful, maybe a couple teaspoonfuls of coconut oil. And then there's some individual supplements that are very helpful for endometriosis. Your ultimate EFAs, you want 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, 3 at night. Zinc picolinate, 50 milligrams a day. Vitamin A, 20,000 international units a day. Vitamin E, 400 international units a day. And the ultimate selenium, 400 micrograms a day. Now, there's tons more. I just don't have all. I don't have a lot of time to give you all this, all the information, but that's a great place for you to start. And if you do everything I just told you, Maria, I'm guaranteeing you that you will notice a dramatic, and I mean a dramatic difference in your symptoms, and it should take one or two cycles is all. Okay? And I'd love it if you call us back after 1 or 2 months and let us know how you're doing so everybody can hear. There's way more. This, we just scratched the surface. But just what I told you, you're going to notice a significant difference. Okay?
And then I can just go and search the archives?
Yes, search the archives and just search for endometriosis and then review the last couple of weeks. We've been spending a lot of time talking about fats and the ketogenic diet. Okay?
Okay. Great.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
God bless you. Have a beautiful day. Okay. Yeah, that just ticks me off when they want to take out your organs because they can't figure out what is going on. Somebody has to call a pharmacist on the radio to get decent health information. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. Diane, welcome to the Bright Side. What's going on?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Is this my friend Diane that's always yelling at me on Facebook? That is you, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're always yelling. I can't, you know, you can't yell on Facebook, but if you could, I think you would be yelling. How you doing? How's the truth working for you, by the way?
Pardon me?
How is the truth working for you?
I'm seeing some results.
Now, you're on the retinol, right?
On the retinol, the...
Hello? Diane?
Yes.
Diane? Did we lose Diane? I don't know. I think we lost Diane. Hey, Diane, call us back. I'll get you first up. I don't know what happened to you. All right, we've got to take a break. 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back right after this.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the break side talking to Diane in Nebraska. You there, Diane? Okay, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. What's going on? How can we help you?
Okay, my husband is 69, and he's feeling shingles in his ear.
Okay.
For the past 10 or so days.
That's awful. And in the ear or on the ear?
It's on and inside of the ear. It goes, okay. I guess, it goes to the eardrum, but
okay.
In the nerve.
That's not a good thing. Yeah, that's not a good thing. Here's the deal. Shingles only happens when the immune system is compromised on some level. So what you do, the way you deal with shingles is you build the immune system and you take everything out of your life that suppresses the immune system. And that usually means foods. So we'll approach this from two angles. First of all, anything that throws off his blood sugar or is pro-inflammatory or messes up his digestive system needs to be avoided 100% while he's got the shingles. And even when he recovers from the shingles. And this, all these strategies will speed up his recovery too, by the way. Sugar is one of the biggest enemies in all of its disguised forms, including bread and pasta and cereal and potatoes and, you know, anything that breaks down into sugar and throws off his blood sugar. Treat him like a diabetic. The ketogenic diet would be awesome for him. So low, low, low sugar, low carbohydrate, as much as possible. That doesn't include veggies, though. He's got to be great if he could pound the veggie juice and the fiber to help fill him up. Secondly, more protein, and that will help wean him off the sugar, and it will also give him some power to help fight the infection. The immune system is driven by protein, especially glutamine powder, which also doubles as a way to wean him off of sugar. Five or maybe half a teaspoonful once or twice a day of glutamine powder. The next thing you're going to want to do once you've taken care of the inflammatory foods, foods that he reacts to, and blood sugar spiking foods, is use nutrients to support the immune system, and there's a lot of them. I'm going to go down them. I'm going to run down them real quickly. Selenium, one of the most important minerals, along with zinc. 400 micrograms of selenium, maybe even 600 micrograms of selenium, and 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate. Vitamin C is your quintessential immune-boosting vitamin, 5,000 milligrams a day in divided doses, even up to 10,000 milligrams, as long as it doesn't disturb his stomach. And then also vitamin A, 20,000 international units a day. And then the Healthy Start Pack, and then have him sipping on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, have him doing 9 capsules a day on the Ultimate Essential Fatty Acids, 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, 3 at night. Anything that he could do to support digestive health in terms of nutrition will also help him. The Ultimate Enzymes, after all his meals, apple cider vinegar, and then also, the Ultimate, or Biolumin Nightly Essence, now called the Ultimate Nightly Essence, 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, and 3 at night. The more food he eats, the harder it's going to be for his body to fight the infection. So caloric restriction, the ketogenic diet, appetite suppression, anything he could do to avoid, to minimize his caloric intake is going to help. And then last but not least, one of the all-time great immune-boosting foods is good old bone soup, which I know you've heard me talk about a zillion times. Make them homemade chicken soup. Okay? And then activating the parasympathetic, the relaxation nervous system is always helpful for all healing and all immune-boosting. Relax. Lighten up. Massage. Hot tubs. Foot rubs. Anything you do to relax the body is going to help him heal. Okay, Diane? God bless you. I'm sorry that happened. That's all. Shingles is just absolutely miserable. Okay? I'm going to let you go, Diane. Thank you.
Hey, Dan?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
What about vertigo? He has a terrible sense.
Treat it all the same way. That's inflammation in the inner ear. It's all the same thing. It's a part of the inflammatory process. Everything I just told you goes for vertigo as well. Vertigo is an inflammation in the inner ear, and it's related to an activated or a jacked up immune system. Okay? All right.
Thank you
so much. Take care, Diane. Okay, let's move on to Joe in Tennessee. Greetings, Joe. What's up?
Hi, Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Can you hear me clearly?
I hear you loud and clear. What's going on?
Okay. Thanks for accepting my call.
Sure.
58-year-old female diagnosed with parotid gland tumor. She had surgery in 2012.
Yes.
And a couple months later, the surgeon wanted to do more to remove the tumor. Well,
okay.
She's in a lot of pain. She accepted the chemo and radiation,
but
that was to no avail. Now the doctors say that she may have lung cancer because they see that she has some scarring on her lungs, and they want to do the radiation injection and surgery.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Here's how you deal with cancer. Here's how you deal with cancer, wherever it is. You strengthen the body. From a nutritional perspective, the way you want to approach cancer is you want to help the body deal with the cancer. You follow me? It's not so much the medical approach where you kill the cancer, although sometimes you need to do that. But from a nutritional perspective, you want to strengthen the body, and you do it just like I was talking with Diane earlier, from two directions. And I don't know how long you've been listening to this program, Joe, but you're hearing me saying the same thing over and over again. Okay? Because it's really all the same stuff. So whether it's a tumor or a Meniere's disease or vertigo or shingles, you strengthen the body. You do it from two directions. You eliminate any problem foods, anything that's getting into the body that weakens it. Calories weaken the body. So caloric restriction is one of the best ways to deal with cancer. You need nutrients, but you don't need calories. Calories are work for the body that divert resources from fighting cancer. You follow me? So intermittent fasting, caloric restriction, the ketogenic diet, all these are ways that you can save or reserve the body's resources for dealing with cancer. But you do need nutrients, and the nutrients should be in concentrated form. The Healthy Start Pack, that's a starter right there. Just start with the Healthy Start Pack. Bone soup with the cartilage. The cartilage has wonderful immune-boosting properties, so make sure the cartilage is dissolved in the soup. High doses of vitamin C. In fact, for this gal, she needs to not even mess around. I would be going intravenous nutrition, especially intravenous glutathione. I don't know what her resources are. Sometimes it can be expensive, but assuming she can do it, intravenous glutathione, intravenous selenium, intravenous B vitamins, and intravenous vitamin C. If she can't go intravenous, at least take them. 400 to 600 micrograms of selenium, an amino acid called glutamine, along with whey protein powder. That will help her build her own glutathione in conjunction with the selenium. Something called NAC, NAC, and N-acetylcysteine, 600 milligrams a day, making sure she's using her ultimate EFAs, 3 capsules in the morning, 3 capsules in the afternoon, 3 capsules at night, and then supporting digestive health, using more protein, less sugar, her ultimate enzymes, her probiotics, the good bacteria, vegetable juices like they're going out of style, as long as she doesn't react to them, and then more fiber, especially from flax seeds. Joe, if she does everything I just told you, she will feel better. Even if it doesn't kill the cancer necessarily, her body will be stronger and she will feel better. And that's the main goal when it comes to dealing with cancer. Help the body get stronger so she feels better. You follow me with all this?
Yes, sir.
There's tons more stuff that you can do. Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of time, but that's a great place for you to start. And God bless you, Joe. Good luck with everything. I hope that works out.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Joe. I didn't mean to cut you off there. I apologize. All right. Let's go to Canada and welcome Jeff to the Bright Side. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, Pharmacist Ben. I'm so grateful that you're taking my call.
My pleasure. What's going on?
I got a 10-year-old little girl that's on peritoneal dialysis. She has been for a couple of years. She's got a condition that's been diagnosed with something called FSGS, which is like a glomerulonephropathy.
Right.
She's on an ARB drug that I hate because I think it's killing her kidney.
Is this your little girl?
What's that?
Is this your little girl?
This is my little girl.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, so was it a birth defect?
She developed it. She was diagnosed with nephrotic syndrome when she was 4. She developed peritonitis, and when she got the peritonitis, she had a whole bunch of antibiotics and the dye from the actual scan that they used to look inside her, and the combination of those things
damaged the kidneys.
Kidney failure. She never recovered. She's been on dialysis since. They got her on an antihypertensive. They got her on this ARB, and they got her on a biweekly hemoglobin stabilizer called darbepoetin.
What is she doing for nutrition? Where's her nutrients coming in?
Well, I'm doing the best I can, but her nutritionist has given me advice where they're, because her urea has affected her taste buds so dramatically that they're just overly concerned with getting calories into her and having listened to you and, you know, Dr. Wallach, I want to get her on a supplement recipe.
Yeah.
I want to do it.
I only got him, Jeff. I can't give you a good advice in a minute. Can you send me an email? Send me an email with your phone
sure
number,
can.
And I'll give you a call. Ben@ksco.com. I wish I only have a minute, and it's way too complicated. Give me a call, or just send me an email, and I'll give you a call. Okay, put your phone number in there.
I'm so grateful. Thank you so much.
God bless you, my friend.
Take
all right, let's. Okay, got about 30 seconds here. Truth Raider, once again, you get the last word, buddy.
Benjamin, I think I need 2 minutes.
I know, I apologize, man. But what's going on?
I don't know if this is a pre-stroke condition or what it could possibly be.
No, you don't. What do you mean pre-stroke? What are you talking about?
From the midsection down to the lower part of my feet, from the midsection all the way down, I have this sensation like if you've been riding a bicycle, working out with weights, and then you have
nothing. That's called acidosis. That's called acidosis, big fella. You're burning. You got lactic acid going on there, and that sounds to me like either the muscle's breaking down for some reason or you've been working out. But yeah, I've been working out. Give me a call, man, because I can't help you on radio with this. All right, buddy. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You've been listening to The Bright Side. I'm sorry if we left you on hold, but you got to call early on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010 tomorrow. All right, we'll come at you with more good health information. We'll talk phytic acid, and we'll talk about phytic acid and anti-cancer tomorrow on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. Have a beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.